Our scripture today is from the book of John, John chapter 6, verse 27 to 40. And actually, that's a mistake. It's 25 to 40. John chapter 6, verse 25 to 40. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this, your word, which we're about to read together. And we ask you, Lord, this day that you fill our hearts and your spirit and our spirits with your truth. Help us to see what you desire us to see, to know what you want us to know, that we may be molded and shaped by you. Lord Jesus, we praise you today and always. And we pray also for your mercy to be upon the sermon, that it too might be used for your glory. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 6, verse 25 to 40. Hear now God's word. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Okay, when I think of Jesus as the bread of heaven, as the bread of life, of course, one of the things that I think about is communion. It comes to mind very quickly. When we talk communion, what we talk about is that we have our little wafer and our little cup of juice, and we say, Jesus says, "This is my body broken for you. Take and eat. Do this in remembrance of me," when talking about the bread. Now, communion for us, as we take it, is not nourishment for the body so much as it's nourishment for our soul. And why do we take communion? What's the purpose of communion? You read that? In remembrance of me. That's why we take communion. Do this in remembrance of me, to remember what Christ did for us upon the cross and beyond, the death and the resurrection. When we remember something, though, there's something neat that happens in the midst of remembering. We experience it again. Maybe not the exact same way we experienced it before, but it's still a re-experiencing. When we watched Princess Bride yesterday, I had flashbacks of my childhood, sitting in my living room, watching Princess Bride. I got all the warm fuzzies that I had then, and was really enjoying the fact that I was watching it once again with my family. And all these other people who had no idea we were all laughing at the same parts. We were all clapping at the same parts. I don't think anyone cried. I did cry, tear up, little tears of happiness there at the end. But it was re-experiencing something that I experienced once before. Because I was remembering all those things that were associated with Princess Bride. When we remember our childhood, we're doing the same thing. We're experiencing it all over again. When we remember Jesus' death on a cross, though we weren't there, we're experiencing the teachings, the truth that's involved in them. And so Jesus, when he talks about him being the bread of life and that we're supposed to take part in this bread, Jesus means something not just remembering or experiencing, but so much more, because the Holy Spirit is alive and well in this moment. And so we experience it not as a memory, but as an actuality. Now, there are two foods that are associated with being basic for life. What are they? Bread and water. And the interesting thing is that Jesus is associating himself as the bread of life with bread. Jesus also associated himself with water. Remember Jesus at the woman at the whale? Well, she wasn't a whale. At the well, woman at the well, and he told her that he has the eternal water. The water that once was drunk, is the living water. He will never be thirsty again. Now, when you think of bread as the bread of life, what do you think of? If you want to think of like a bread that you can eat every day and always survive, what bread do you think of? Think of donuts, bread every day. There is a perfect way to prepare a donut at home in the microwave. How long does a Krispy Kreme donut need to be in the microwave to be perfect? How many seconds? 10? 5? 6? 7? Oh, wait, you guys are full of guesses. Keep going. 18? 9? Someone in the last service said 30? Don't do that. I told them not to do that. The Krispy Kreme place has the exact time you need to put a Krispy Kreme donut in the microwave, and it's 8 seconds for the perfect donut. Truly, the bread of life, right? Now, the cool thing that I love about God and how God made us is that God made us with limitations. God made us with like things we have to follow and responsibility for our own life. If this were your bread of life that you would eat every day, you'll be introduced to a thing called diabetes. You can't live on this. It won't do you good. Every so often, I think you'll be okay with a little exercise, you know, no problems. But bread of life? I think not. Well, bread of life, I don't know. What's the bread of life these days? Wheat bread? I think they said that's pretty good. 100% whole grain wheat, right? Bread of life. I don't know if that's the case or not, but we if we start going into things that brings us pleasure more than brings us nutrients, we'll find ourselves in a mess. Diabetes, cholesterol, what is that other thing?
Overweight.
I mean, God created us in such a way where we need to take care of ourselves, and that requires eating the right stuff, doing the right things to sustain our lives in the way that God desires. We have to make choices, the right ones. Now, I'm not here to talk to us about our waistline today, because God wasn't talking about our waistline either when he's talking about food and water. Jesus was talking about our spirits, our hearts, our minds, the way that we live, the reason that we think. We experience this world that we live in five different ways. Right? Touch, taste, smell. I'm missing two. Sight. What's the other one? Hearing, thank you. I'm glad you did that and didn't speak, because I can't hear and do very well. Five different ways we experience this world. The things that we know because we touch, taste, hear, smell, whatever else I missed. But Jesus reminds us that there is one other way, and that's the way of the Spirit. That all that we see is not all that there is. That there is more going on to this life. That God has created us to be spiritual creatures. And that we are promised life everlasting. And that in our world we need to choose Christ first and foremost. In verse 34, they said, "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread," because they're still thinking about their stomachs. Jesus reminds them that it's so much more than our stomachs. I am the bread of life. Every day, we get the opportunity to choose Jesus or not. Every day we get the chance to either choose following Christ or doing something else. Every day we get the opportunity to ask ourselves the question, is this uplifting my spirit or is this satisfying my flesh? We are creatures created to enjoy things. But God reminds us that it's so much more also, that we are also creatures created to love God and to experience love from God. I pray that as we think about the things that we need in life, the bread and water, that above all we choose Jesus Christ. Sometimes that's a difficult decision, but I pray that through the Holy Spirit we're able to make that each and every day. I share with you this final benediction from Romans 8, 38, 39. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen and amen. Go in peace.